We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honour their God-given precious lives, as we honour a part of ourselves.
Welcome, joyful viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hotul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangchao Le Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Italy donates $1.5 million to help villages in Lebanon. In invention news, satellite technology is developed in the United Kingdom to assist the blind. Please stay tuned to today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Indonesian conservationist Dr. Suryo Wardoyo Pawiro Atmojo. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 25th, is the National Day of Argentina, observing events that led to the formation of the first Argentine government. Adjacent to the South Atlantic Ocean, between Uruguay and Chile, the South American nation has the tallest mountain in both the southern and western hemisphere, Mount Aconcagua. Several Argentinians have been honored with Nobel Peace Prizes, including Dr. Carlos Saavedra Lamas in 1936 and Mr. Adolfo Perez Esquivel in 1980. Current President, Her Excellency Ms. Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, is Argentina's first elected woman to hold that office in the country's history. May the vibrant citizens of Argentina have a marvelous National Day. Also on this day is Jordan's Independence Day. honoring its autonomy achieved in 1946. Situated in the Middle East, northwest of Saudi Arabia, Jordan has several United Nations educational, scientific, and cultural organization World Heritage Sites, including Qusair Amra and Petra. Qusair Amra, which means small palace, is a castle which was constructed in the early 8th century and is located outside of Amman. Petra is one of the most famous archaeological sites in the world, in which the city is partly carved into rock. In 2007, it was named one of the new 7 wonders of the world. We wish the kind people of Jordan a very special Independence Day.
Hawaiian News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Missouri and Oklahoma, USA. On Wednesday, May 13th, 2 tornadoes hit Adair County, Missouri, causing 3 people to lose their lives. The cities of Crooksville and Novinger were the hardest hit, with 30 to 40 damaged homes. Meanwhile, powerful winds swept through Oklahoma State's Washington County, taking down trees and damaging homes and power lines. Supreme Master Qinghai immediately pledged $15,000 in aid, requesting our association's relief team to go and help those most in need. Supreme Master Qinghai often asks for relief updates in events such as these. With Master's permission, we would like to share the following report from our association's relief team.
May 19, 2009, Most Beloved Master, regarding storms and tornado in Missouri and Oklahoma, USA. Our relief team departed on May 16 to Kirksville and Novinger. We arrived at Kirksville, but the few people who stayed in the area said they were not in need of aid. We went to Novinger, where vehicles from the power company were working to restore electricity. Residents had evacuated, but we left our contact information in case any aid was needed.
Meanwhile, we had sent 2 relief teams to help victims in the storm-struck counties of Oklahoma. The first team reported no major damage, and the second team said that the Salvation Army was providing food and shelters. Since this is the storm season for Oklahoma State, we shall closely monitor the situation and act accordingly.
We are so grateful for having this opportunity to serve and very pleased to know all the victims have been looked after. We deeply appreciate Master's loving concern and contribution. At this moment, we haven't used the relief fund. If there is further need, we shall report to Master and give our timely support. Love from Illinois and Oklahoma centers.
Thank Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to share this information with our viewers, who may be glad to hear of the recovery of the people of Missouri and Oklahoma. We also thank our association's foreign group for providing this report.
Our appreciation to the repair crews, the Salvation Army, and all relief personnel who lent their quick help to restore the affected areas. We are especially thankful for Supreme Master Qinghai's all-reaching love and support, and to our association's relief team for their care and efforts to offer aid. May further potential calamities such as these be minimized through our greater compassion for one another and the planet.
Somalis lose lives to floods. Torrential rains caused flooding across the conflict-ridden Somali capital of Mogadishu. At least 7 people succumbed to the disaster and some 15 others were injured. Roads were blocked and many houses destroyed as hundreds of families had to evacuate their homes overnight. On May 24th, Supreme Master Qinghai pledged $10,000 in emergency assistance if our association's relief team can go to help. Conveying her love and sorrow to those who lost loved ones, she asked for monetary aid to be given to them if possible. This amount could purchase an equivalent of $783,000 in needed supplies if bought in the United States based on the cost of living in Somalia. Our gratefulness to Supreme Master Qinghai for her concern and help to the flood victims. We are troubled to hear of the tragedy in Somalia and send our sincere condolences to the loved ones of those who perished in the storms. May misfortunes such as these become a thing of the past through our kinder care of the environment.
Extreme weather sweeps across Australia and New Zealand. On Friday, the state of New South Wales became the second in Australia after Queensland to be declared a disaster zone due to severe storms that caused floods and widespread devastation. Up to 20,000 people and entire towns were stranded, with one person who perished and countless buildings damaged. The following day, the storm struck Wellington, New Zealand, causing power outages and ferry crossing cancellations, both of which were largely restored by Sunday. We pray for the protection of the storm affected and for a soon restoration of their productive day-to-day lives. Let us strive for better stewardship of the planet to help lessen adversities such as these.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
World Health Organization investigates Africa's first potential swine flu cases. The number of confirmed swine flu cases around the globe continued to rise past 12,000 across 43 countries, with at least 87 fatalities, including the 11th in the US, and newly confirmed cases in the UK, South Korea, Australia, Hong Kong, and Japan.
The World Health Organization, or WHO, is testing two people for the AH1N1 swine flu in the Democratic Republic of Congo. If confirmed, these would be the first on the African continent, raising concerns due to underfunded health services that are already struggling to cope with malaria and typhoid.
In New Zealand last week, Television New Zealand broadcast an exposé of a pig factory farm visited by comedian Mike King, a former pork industry spokesperson who expresses dismay and sorrow at what he saw. A similar sentiment spread among New Zealanders who consider themselves animal lovers. To continue raising awareness of the inhumane plight of pigs, several animal rights groups held a peaceful rally through the streets of Wellington.
We've just been flooded with emails and phone calls and that saying, I cannot believe this is going on. I mean, with the program that was aired last week, it was a TV celebrity that had actually exposed the industry to the public, and he had been supporting them, you know, doing adverts, and he didn't know, and that has put him off factory farm pork, so he will not buy factory farm pork at all. So, the majority of the public have got on board, and they too are putting their foot down. Supermarkets will even tell you themselves that consumers are not even going near the aisles of pork.
We are thankful for the awareness-raising efforts of Saving Animals from Exploitation and other animal rights groups, as well as Television New Zealand, for your timely and sensitive coverage of the true plight of farmed pigs, and our hats off to New Zealanders for their prompt and compassionate response. We continue to pray for the victims of the swine flu and that lives may be spared to diminish the suffering of loss. May we all look forward to the day when there is no need for such concern, as everyone adopts the clean and animal-friendly vegan lifestyle.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
German president wins re-election. President Horst Keller, a former head of the International Monetary Fund, has been elected for a second term of office by the country's Federal Assembly. The presidential role in Germany, which is viewed as upholding the moral authority and guardian of the country's basic law, as well as the nation's representative in international relations and treaties. Congratulations, Your Excellency, on this new term of office. May your noble endeavors bring ever more harmonious relations between Germany and all countries in the world.
U.S. First Lady encourages volunteerism. At a recent gathering of employees of the U.S. government agency, the Corporation for National and Community Service, First Lady Michelle Obama spoke of the importance of serving others in the community. She said, "There is nothing more fulfilling. It's an opportunity to put your faith into action." Formerly a corporate lawyer herself, the First Lady turned to a career in public service and helped form a chapter of the group Public Allies in Chicago, USA, whose program trains youth for careers in nonprofit organizations. Last month, U.S. President Barack Obama signed a bill allocating $5.7 billion U.S. dollars to promote young people's participation in national service endeavors across the nation.
Part of what makes America work is the fact that we believe in individual responsibility and self-reliance, but we also believe in mutual responsibility, in neighborliness, in a sense that we are committed to something larger than ourselves.
Our grateful thanks, First Lady and President Obama, for upholding values of goodness and encouraging people toward activities that benefit others. Through your shining example, persons of all ages will surely be inspired to cultivate the precious reward that comes from such selfless service.
Save our planet. Scientists say that a cold and wet Mars could have supported life. In a study published this week in the journal Nature, scientists showed how water may have formed on the planet despite below freezing temperatures. The research indicates that the surrounding minerals in the environment could facilitate life-sustaining water in its liquid form.
A related study published in the journal Science further revealed that water was responsible for shaping the planet's surface at the site of the Victoria crater that was extensively explored by the Mars Opportunity rover.
We thank all the scientists who have collaborated to bring us more exciting information about our neighboring planet. Our prayers that continued insights into Mars history may help us care more wisely for our Earth.
Through her inner contact and insight, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared some of the fascinating history of Mars, which she mentioned has undergone a planetary disaster caused by climate change conditions similar to our own. In a January 2009 video conference with Supreme Master Television staff in California, USA, Supreme Master Qinghai described those who survived and the conditions there.
There were some pockets of less polluted area in Mars at that time, less poisonous. They survive and they start picking up pieces, and then they go into the underground caves and they dig tunnels and live in there. They found the underground water, river, and they live nearby. Most of the people live near the underground water. And therefore these people survived, and they had learned their lesson, and they had written down to all their descendants to strictly follow spiritual method and the virtuous way of life. They have written all the destruction, all the tragedies, all the suffering, all the agonies of the planet's people, so that their children never forget. It's a very expensive lesson and very painful one. Very painful. But at least they learned.
Save our planet. Loss of elephants' lives due to Mali drought. Despite their adaptation to the harsh climate of the Western African country, extreme dry conditions over time have left a maximum of 450 desert elephants who are currently struggling to survive. Their normal 700-kilometer migration route has also been extended in their search for water, with the animal welfare organization Save the Elephants reporting that 9 have already been found perished, some in wells where they have been trying to drink.
We shed tears for the dire situation of the beautiful elephants of Mali as we pray for the blessing of water to come to the region. May such heart-rending situations be alleviated through our gentle regard of all beings on the planet.
Save our planet. Super Sherpa sends SOS message from top of Mount Everest. 49-year-old mountaineer Mr. Apa Sherpa of Nepal scaled the world's tallest peak for the 19th time this Thursday, thus setting a new record for the most successful attempts. While at the summit, the expert climber unfurled a banner that read, "Stop Climate Change. Let the Himalayas Live." In an interview prior to the climb, Mr. Sherpa stated, "This is my 19th climb to the top of the world. During the last 18 ascents, I have seen a measurable difference. The disastrous impacts of climate change are visible in the Everest region. It is a warning to mankind before it reaches a tipping point." Mr. Apa Sherpa, our admiration for your latest achievement and our deep appreciation for your message from the summit for all of us to act now in halting climate change.
Save our planet. Indiana becomes the first U.S. state to require recycling of major electronics, including a measure in which manufacturers pay for e-waste collection and recycling.
Save our planet. A court order in Australia temporarily bans the inhumane control of kangaroo populations, citing a lack of scientific evidence proving that their numbers threaten endangered flora and fauna.
Save our planet. Europe's largest onshore wind farm, the 140-turbine Whiteley in Scotland, has been granted permission to connect an additional 36 turbines to the national grid, which will provide jobs and produce electricity to power some 250,000 homes.
Of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Birds of My Life.
Tutu and I are keeping a tasty plant-based diet.
Today we're going to share a tip with you on conserving water.
With spring blooming in many parts of the world, it's a good time to adorn our yards with flowers.
For varieties that need a lot of water, place them in a naturally wetter area, like close to a tree or in a shady spot.
This will reduce the amount of water you use, which helps to conserve our precious resource.
Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Now let's see the weather in some cities around the world.
In world news, Italy donates $1.5 million to help Lebanon. The Italian government's Development Cooperation Office will contribute the funds to the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, to support the Adopt a Village program in Lebanon. Three villages in the north region of Acre will be selected for the 2.5-year project. As part of the endeavor, training will be given to service providers and local leaders. Other areas include the support of infrastructure and community-based efforts. God bless your generosity and care towards the people of Lebanon, Italy's Development Cooperation Office, and the United Nations Children's Fund. May all nations extend a helping hand to each other in the spirit of goodness.
In invention news, a technology created in the United Kingdom gives assistance to the blind. Peepo is a satellite navigation system that is attached to the harness of guide dogs. Caregivers state their destination in the device's microphone. It then vibrates on one side of the dog to lead him or her in the designated direction. Created by Jason Perkins, a product design student at the University of Wales Institute in Cardiff, Peepo will be available in a few months for around 560 euros. Mr. Perkins said, it gives blind people complete freedom. They can use it to navigate safely to new places. Kudos, Mr. Jason Perkins, on your wonderful innovation. Also, many thanks for your loving service, devoted and smart guide dogs. May Peepo bring many people enhanced independence and quality of life. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership. Stay tuned for today's segment featuring nature-loving Indonesian Dr. Suryo Wartoyo Prawiro Atmaco. We're just around the corner. Don't go too far. More assuring news coming up here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, beautiful news for a gorgeous world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment featuring prominent Indonesian environmentalist Dr. Suryo Wardoyo Prawiro Atmaco.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Dr. Suryo Wardoyo Prawiro Atmaco is a prominent world leader in the conservation movement. Born in Surabaya, Indonesia in 1956, he began to develop an appreciation of nature during his childhood on yearly trips he took with his aunt. He later studied veterinary medicine and worked for the Green Indonesia Foundation, one of the country's first private environmental groups.
Through his experience there, he realized that the best way to help conserve nature was by raising awareness through sharing information with others. Dr. Prawiro Atmaco networked with teachers and international organizations. In addition, he helped to establish several learning centers throughout Indonesia, including the Seloliman Environmental Education Center in East Java in 1990. This was the country's first non-governmental, non-commercial eco-information facility. Other centers followed in South Sulawesi and Bali. Moreover, Dr. Prawiro Atmaco became part of the Caretakers of the Environment International, a worldwide organization of secondary school teachers and students. He later founded the Environmental Educators Network of Indonesia, which has more than 110 members today. In 2001, he was also successful in encouraging Surabaya State University to initiate a 2-year postgraduate program in environmental education.
For his pioneering efforts in safeguarding the earth, Dr. Prawiro Atmaco received many honors. In 1990, he was presented with the Swiss-based Rolex Award, which recognizes innovative projects developed for the betterment of humankind. He's also been the recipient of the United Nations Environment Program Global 500 Award in 1992 and Jakarta's National Medal for the Participation in the Development in 1996. Our sincere gratitude, Dr. Suryo Wardoyo Prawiro Atmaco, for your dedicated leadership in increasing awareness of the importance of preserving our ecosystems. May your earth-saving endeavors continue to bear fruit for generations to come.
Let's enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Go with the Flow.
Teacher asks, anybody knows what the shape of the earth is? Johnny put his hand up, say, I know, miss. It's round. But the teacher squeezed in further. How do you know that it's round? Johnny said, okay. It's square then. I really don't want to argue with you, miss.
And now for our viewer's heartline.
Sus programas son realmente edificantes y unifican las religiones y las ideas de las personas, así como una fuente de comprensión cultural. Es realmente un puente entre la gente y los países. Gracias por su esfuerzo y la inspiración de la líder, la Maestra Suprema Ching Hai. Comprendo tanto lo que dicen y creo en sus informes del calentamiento global. Por eso ya no consumo carne. Pero es natural, no lo pensé, solamente no quiero. Los felicito por su sabiduría y amor. Nubia de Cartago, Costa Rica.
Elevated Nubia, how wonderful that you have naturally transitioned to a meatless diet, thanks to God's grace and Supreme Master Ching Hai's compassionate words on how to curb global warming. Once we, the world citizens, truly feel the urgency and seriousness of this planetary matter, as Supreme Master Ching Hai and many experts have tried hard to bring to our awareness, we would definitely want to adopt a cruelty-free lifestyle, part of which is being vegan. At this stage, it's the most effective and smartest way to save ourselves. With heaven's blessings to you and the peace-loving people of Costa Rica, Supreme Master Ching Hai has specially replied to you.
Oh, what a gift to our world. Thank you so much for being veg. Heaven loves you, Nubia. Be blessed, Ching Hai. Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your heart sing in blissful oneness with heaven. Take care for now.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The animal-friendly political party, Animals Count, is for the first time seeking a seat in the European Parliament in the upcoming June elections.
Two U.S. Congressmen, Jim McGovern and Bill Delahunt, call for 17 ethnic Uyghurs from China who were cleared for release from Guantanamo Bay 4 years ago to be resettled in the U.S.
The International Rescue Committee is undertaking a number of projects in Somalia to improve water availability by repairing wells and enhancing safety and water quality.
Czech director Zuzana Spidlova wins the Best Student and Youth Film Prize at the Cannes Film Festival in France for Baba, a story about a teenager taking care of her elderly grandmother.
The Obama administration in the U.S. invites Americans to contribute ideas, comments, and proposals on how to make the government more open and effective.
The Iranian embassy in Lisbon, Portugal hosts the Cultural Week of the Islamic Republic of Iran, including photography, book, and handicraft exhibitions.
A U.S. federal appeals court rules to outlaw the labeling of some cigarettes as light, saying it is deceptive because they pose the same health risks as other brands. U.S. President Barack Obama welcomes his Tanzanian counterpart, Jakaya Kikwete, to Washington, D.C., where the two leaders discuss issues of shared concern.
In Johannesburg, South Africa, the Solidarity Peace Trust opens a school for about 350 young Zimbabwean refugees and asylum seekers.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.